Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The hope of adoption for Russian orphans is hanging by a thread, and that thread is tied to politicians' pens. The ban on Russian adoption to the U.S. was signed by President Vladimir Putin to start January 1st, but things are kind of cloudy on the boundaries and length of the ban. Anita Danica with Russian Ministry says things are uncertain.
Apart from perhaps 46 orphans, there will be 1,000 orphans who would have come to America who won't be able to.
You can get prayer resources and take action through the story at our website. Next, Peru's economy is humming despite the hiccups of the global economy. The economic boom is also responsible for a growing middle class, which is made up of business leaders. Kevin Pate works with Marketplace Missions through Global Advance. After a few years of building a missions movement through the business world, Lima's business leaders took it to the second most important city in Peru, Arequipa. Why?
A lot of people don't have a model to look at and say, oh, that's how you handle the tough times in business as a Christian. Oh, this is how you manage employees, and here's where the opportunities are to share your faith.
Pray gospel doors stay open and for God's kingdom to grow. And yesterday saw the deadliest violence in Iraq since late November. Despite the uptick, Open Doors USA says believers are coming together in Baghdad. Starting tomorrow, Christ followers from 14 different denominations will gather for a week of prayer for Christian unity. It's modeled after Christ's petition in John 17, 20 and 21. Get your friends to join you in praying for the church in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. Now, this book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. Get your free copy of the book at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.